Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yeah, you, like I just said, you had perfect timing because I was just like getting ready to do my other project and I was like finished every little thing. I was like, well, I could either start getting into some editing or I could wait for Greg, and then you literally showed up.
Well, I will tell you this because this is the exact same thing I said to my wife. I dropped my son off this morning. He's away this weekend at a conference. And last weekend I went and picked my wife up hotcakes and sausages from McDonald's, and she asked me to order her an extra sausage, which of course I did, and she didn't get it and she was disappointed. So she also asked for hotcakes and sausage today when I was, after I dropped my son off to go bring home to her, and she started to look to see if it actually came in her order, and sure enough that the extra sausage was there. It's like, yeah, I checked it before I left. It's like, the only one who should be disappointing you first thing in the morning is me, honey.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, I figured you'd appreciate that.
All right, turn your gain down just a smidgen, Greg, because now we're getting a little bit of distortion.
Now we're getting a little distortion. All right, let's see. Hopefully that's better.
Yeah, it's perfect. Your mic once your mic's close, it's the problem is that, like, I don't know, mine's like right here, and I find sometimes I had to push it back a little bit. These Shure mics are really nice, but they don't sponsor this podcast. That's all we're saying.
That's right. That's right.
You want to get some more plugs, ask for that. Okay, so we'll play the theme song here. Hello, friends. Welcome to your SmackDown review for the Hub. I am Brad the Dad, and running shotgun is my tag team partner, Greg Father Feltham.
At least for now. Bless you, my son.
You thought I was joking last week when I talked to
the 100% SmackDown. Did not believe you.
And then you saw the report from Fightful.
From WrestleVotes that said, yeah, we're going to 3 hours. So you've got about 6 weeks of Father Greg left.
Can't watch 3 hours of SmackDown?
I will not. I cannot confirm or deny of my availability after January 1st. Let's just say that.
Well, next week is a scheduled break for Father Feltham.
That is. I am on special assignment next week. You are correct.
Yep. So, all right, I'm going to turn you down your volume again a little bit, Greg. Sorry.
All right. No problem. All right. Let's see if that's any better.
Oh, yeah. No, it's fine. It's just, I keep getting this little hum every once in a while.
All right. Well. I don't know.
I'll figure. If not, fix it in post. That's what post is for. And if I didn't fix it in post, people are like, what? Oh, that's what he's talking about. Whatever. So fun fact, we got shadow banned. I should say, I got shadow banned on YouTube this week. I was trying to figure out, I put out the same like two or three shorts we do a week of us being smart asses. And I was like, I only got a couple hundred views. That's weird. And then I realized, oops, yeah, that was I got a shadow ban for using a clip without putting the filter on. Oops.
What filter?
Well, I usually flip the image. So it doesn't get flagged by the YouTube bots. By the way, I'm not violating any copyrights. You're allowed to use up to 5 seconds of under freedom of whatever, but whatever. Yeah. We started today. Greg was like, can you record last night? I was like, no, I was tired, dude. It was a long week.
I was just giving you options. And I was actually kind of exhausted by the end of that show last night. And that's the thought of going to a 3-hour SmackDown really is making me exhausted at the thought of it.
Well, the reason with a 3-hour SmackDown and it'll be it's tiring is that like this show is not good at 2 hours some weeks. Like this week was a pretty good show. It moved.
This week was serviceable.
Right. But if a serviceable show, it's not like they're going to make it better in 3 hours. They're just going to stretch out what they had for two.
Yeah. History has shown that they do not make it better.
No, they make it worse.
They make it a lot worse.
And why can't we just work out something with USA where it's like, we write a show, we record it, and whatever it turns out to be, maybe it's 3, maybe it's 2.5, maybe it's 2:15. Like, no, not going to work with USA.
I wish that we could do something like that, but here we are. We are, you know, stuck with what we've got, and yeah.
We're facing down the barrel of a gun.
We are doing something.
So the only other thing that was going on this week was, Remembrance Day, which was, I'm glad it wasn't raining, especially here. I always feel bad for the veterans who go out in the pouring rain.
Yeah, it was a weird, even like, you know, not to compare the two, but like it was a weird work week because we had the holiday Tuesday, right? So you went to work on Monday and you're like, okay, great. Tuesday, you know, you didn't have to get up and go to work for most of us, which is great. Then you come back to work on Wednesday and you're like, this is the most Mondayest of Wednesdays ever. And then by the time Thursday rolled around, you're like, oh shit, it's Thursday already. Like,
I got so many things to finish. Yeah. That was my work week too. And then like Friday, I worked Thursday evening. I had my course on Thursday night and I was on Zoom till about 10. So I got up in the morning and told my boss I was tired, but I had a few things to do. And he's like, oh, I'll just come in for a little bit. And it took most of the day to get done the projects. And I realized it's like, oh yeah, it's because we lost those days in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, and sorry, I know it's early, but I got a crack one this morning here.
Craig's having a Pepsi,
cool beverage.
Which reminds me that next week the episode is going to be slightly delayed because I will be recording in the afternoon because we're not, daughter turns 19. We're not day drinking and she's not staying up to midnight to record.
Why are we not day drinking?
Well, we're day drinking. We're just not morning drinking.
Oh,
that's there's a line about alcoholism.
Listen, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep. But I'm thinking order poutine, fill her stomach, and then make sure, and then we'll watch SmackDown and we're literally just going to watch and talk over the episode.
All right. That seems fair to me, but yeah.
Order some poutine. We'll be laughing our asses off because she will be.
Where's your go-to poutine place?
Ooh, so in Dartmouth, I really like the poutinerie that is, I could go to Smokes. That's a little bit further afield, but we have, I'm not sure anybody else has it, Greg, the poutine place out in Woodside.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
The cheese curds.
Cheese curds? Yeah, it's a Nova Scotia, I think, only one. Yeah, cheese curds is a good one. I mean, honestly, one of my favorites is actually Costco. Costco does a pretty decent poutine.
Costco does good poutine. Harvey's has a couple of them on the menu that are really good. The only one that is like, you can have it, but you know you're not having real poutine, is McDonald's.
That's an understatement.
Even Wendy's is better than McDonald's.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's the fries, dude.
Yeah. There's one I've been enjoying lately that they do have a food truck. They come to my work, and for those who are here in the city might get it, but it's Murdoch's.
Yeah,
and
Murdoch's is good.
A barbecue chicken poutine with a little bit of barbecue sauce in with it, and that's really nice.
Yeah, that's definitely a good pot. That's definitely a delicious one. There's a couple of good ones here. We're really lucky here on the East Coast. There's lots of good, like, I mean, it's probably why 3/4 of us have diabetes.
Well,
or, yeah, as said by Wilford, what's his name? Diabetes. Greg, this is a really good episode of SmackDown. The only other thing I wanted to talk about is the fact that there seems to be some rumblings in WWE about, besides the 3-hour SmackDown, what's going to happen with NBC and NXT and all that stuff. Like, they're working through some transitions in their contracts.
Are they?
Yeah. So the all of the library comes up, and I don't, why would NBC keep the library?
They probably won't.
What if I were Netflix, I'd be like, what the heck? Like, we are used to just having a giant dump of programming on our thing.
Yeah.
And in the US, you guys have Raw on Netflix. So what's one more thing?
Why not? Let's make it one other service. Paramount should buy it. So that way you have to have everything.
Oh, correct. Don't say that out loud.
I don't know. I don't care. I've lost the ability to care now.
Well, something should make you happy is the fact that we got some guest stars on Raw from Raw on SmackDown.
We'll see how happy it makes me.
Craig, this show is much better when there's cast is tiny.
Yes, I would agree with that. There are points in the show tonight where I was considering, why do I ever watch this? But yeah.
Oh, Greg, it wasn't that bad. And we, listen, you have to be in a good mood. The Raw Dogs are back. They covered Raw this week for us.
They do, and I didn't finish the Raw episode, the Raw recap, until like late yesterday, so I have not had a chance to, do my homework and give Randy a call. But yes, I did hear that episode this week, so that was nice to hear and see.
Yeah, it was a good episode. It was nice to have them back. There were some good jokes. I thought about Randy this morning, because I put my Crocs on. I didn't have socks on, and I was like, oh, I'll put some Crocs on. I'll sit here, talk to Greg, have my coffee. And then remember that Rhea Ripley was on my screen last night. Recap one. Greg. War Games.
Yes. Why is Io Sky coming out to say War Games when we have, Mr. War Games himself somewhere in the back?
Theoretically, it'd be fun if he was there, but he's not. Yeah. So
all he got to do, he's just got to walk out and say War Games.
War Games.
This is not something I need to have Io Sky say.
It's good to have her there and do something.
Yeah, and that's fine and good, but I really don't need her to say War Games.
So I think back. So we were watching last night. My wife was sitting on the couch trying not to go to sleep too early because she's been waking up early. And yeah, didn't have it's like her body didn't do the time change. So I was like, oh, there's Rhea Ripley. And I remembered back. I started watching WrestleMania while sitting with Trez's grandmother, and she was commenting on Rhea Ripley. And I'm like, oh, I think Rhea got more tats. This is the woman that scared your grandmother, Trez. And she's like, yes, no wonder. Especially with the mask last night. Rhea Ripley was looking particularly frightening.
You found her frightening?
Not personally, but that was my wife's thing. She was just frightening.
Okay, very good.
No, not frightening to you, Greg?
I didn't, no. No, it didn't find it frightening to me.
Is it not weird that she's wearing the mask when there's going to be no chance of her fighting?
Do you think there's no chance of her fighting?
I thought, like, not for that first segment. I didn't think the bad guys are coming out, but I guess she's wearing it just in case they attack her from behind later.
Yeah, I mean, I think she will in 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah, she's going to have to keep that mask on because there's no way they're not going to break her nose again if she's not wearing it.
Yeah.
Do you know that she's worn that mask into several war games?
I don't remember that, but sure.
Anyways, so Rhea Ripley is mad. The Kabuki Warriors started the chaos. They stole their titles. And Io Sky's there in the background, like the little sister. Boo, thumbs down, boo. And then they added the big girls from SmackDown. And of course, last week, we did not comment on the fact that Charlotte's had a wardrobe malfunction.
We did not. We usually let that go.
And apparently, also, Nia Jax had a wardrobe malfunction on Raw.
Yes, I heard about that.
So this is the first episode of wrestling in over a week that no one had a wardrobe malfunction.
Sure.
And Alexa and Charlotte come out because they're invited to the team after Io Sky awkwardly yells war games. And I noted right away, Charlotte and Rhea did not interact.
No.
And I was like, me smells a little bit of plot. And that's pretty much what happens. At one point, Charlotte, my wife points out, Charlotte's like trying to help Alexa fix her hair because her ponytails are out of sort. And Charlotte can't trust Rhea, and Rhea can't trust Charlotte, but Rhea's willing to look past this, but Charlotte's not. So Charlotte walks out, and they're a War Games member short, Greg.
They're two War Games member short, Brad.
Right. That's bad. It's a weird tease for something that we know Charlotte's going to be in on.
I don't know why we're doing this, but yeah.
Unless she's not going to be in, and we're going to get Maxine Dupri and say maybe AJ Lee as the members.
I really don't want.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let us see that. On so many levels.
So what they should do is recruit both of them next on Monday and have Maxine get taken out and Charlotte step in at the last minute.
That might happen.
It's just a little bit of story. I get it. And it led to a reason for a beatdown later on.
But the only part that I don't like about this is that it is aligning us right now to a point where in order for Charlotte to come back and join, it means that Rhea's got to look weak. Like Alexa and Io have to be kind of, you know, down and beaten out. And Rhea's got to look weak. And I don't want to see Rhea look weak in order to make sense for Charlotte to come back.
No, you're right. Like, I get what you mean. But the thing is, I'm happy they're not just whitewashing away the fact that these two women are blood brothers.
I guess.
Because that happens a lot in WWE, Greg, when you and I have not gotten along ever, but we're both now happen to be faces. So we're going to get along for this match.
Yeah, we have to get along for this match.
Well, do we?
Oh, I guess so.
Or can I say, you know what? I don't need to go through War Games. Why would I help you? I don't like you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Greg, this didn't get a huge pop out of you then.
It did not. It did not.
It got I think it was more like a.
Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of the segment, not gonna lie, even though I did get to see Rhea Ripley.
So this was the part of SmackDown when you were like, why am I watching this?
Part of it. And I don't know, part of it is also that I didn't know where Rhea's mask ended and where her lips began. That kind of freaked me out as well, if I'm being honest with you. It looked more like Rhea looked more like she was wearing something that you would wear at a dominatrix event than you would in a wrestling ring.
Well, at least it looked like it protected her face.
Protection is key in so many things, Brad.
Just gonna let that one slide while B-Fab, Jade, and LA Knight walk in.
This is what I really was questioning. Like, oh Jesus, this is what I got to do with tonight. Okay.
Well, Jade's match at least wasn't long. I would have wished I got
comments on that. Don't worry, but we'll get to it.
Listen, I thought this was the match you were going to be pissed off about. Jey Uso versus The Miz.
Oh, don't worry. I got comments to say on this one too, Bradley.
And Jey comes in, does the whole geek fest. Miz comes out. We get the match.
My favorite part of that, though, was the Michael Cole and Corey Graves, you know, going with the yeeting and trying to get Corey to yeet. And that was funny. I enjoyed that part.
Corey was not having it. So John Cena tournament. And I mean, basically, they just punch each other for a while. At one point, we get Miz trying to hit a skull crushing finale and Jay getting out of the way. And then Jay trying to hit a super kick and Miz getting out of the way and a dive to the outside. The only part of this match where there was anything really innovative was the very end. It was that drop where he had him on the shoulders and he drops him down and basically guillotines him across the top rope. We get a spear and a splash and Jay moves on. No surprise there because, sorry, Miz, like you're in the middle of a feud with Carmelo Hayes. You as probably John Cena's greatest rival can't possibly get in this tournament.
Yeah, that's another thing why I didn't like this. It's like, I don't want to see Jey Uso against John Cena.
No, neither do I. Who would want to see that, Greg? That's punishment.
So why is it that he's moving on in this tournament?
Because allegedly he's over? That was the thing that really shocked me, because we were at events live in the last 12 months. We were there in the Jey Uso buildup. One of the sad parts was that we didn't see Jey Uso live in Canada and people were eating and there was all kinds of sales for his merch.
Yep. I bought a shirt, not for me, but for.
No, so did I. And I got a shirt and there's right.
A nephew. Yeah.
And we saw tons of it. Like other than the John Cena shirt, it may have been one of the most popular shirts.
Yep.
And he's ice cold.
He is as cold as ice.
Cold as ice. Anyways, it's not good, Greg. It is not good, and this is not going to be a good match. There's no nice way to say that.
All those things are true.
Also, I was kind of digging the fact that we had Rusev and Sheamus move on. Why can't we just go with those guys?
Because that would make too much sense, Brad.
I am, and the other person that's missing from this whole thing, and I'm afraid I don't think he's in the tournament, is Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Unless he's the mystery opponent on Monday, he's not in this tournament.
Well, let's talk a little more once we get a little bit further into this.
And I guess Randy had his feud with John this year, so whatever. Yeah. Dragunov's in the back, and this segment is amazing. We have Ciampa interrupt, and he says, how come he keeps ducking me? And Johnny and Candace say, yeah, Nick, how come he's allowed to call him a jackass? And you can see Nick Aldis. This is the beginning of the Nick Aldis problems for the night. He nearly cracks up when they call him a jackass. And Dragunov says, the challenge is open. And Aldis reminds him that the challenge is open, but it's open to whatever the champion's discretion. And Dragunov wants to fight people who are worthy. And Dragunov points out the person that he wants to fight that is worthy is Axiom. And Ciampa just stomps away. He's PO'd again. Eventually, Ciampa has to get a shot.
Yeah, but not yet.
Right. He has to run through all of the tag teams on the division. And don't forget, we also have something going on with the MFTs where Tama Tonga is owed a match.
Yeah.
But that's actually Tama Tonga will have a good match. It's like him and JC Mateo. Those are your wrestlers in that group.
That's fair, but
it's not like we're promising you a Tongaloa match.
Maybe we need a Tongaloa match, bro.
Well, we're about to have a Tongaloa match, Greg. You wished it into existence. Paul Heyman is there with Bronson Reed, and they need to talk to Aldis.
They do want to talk to me.
Gregory, Paul Heyman, then this is right after the commercial. He is there. He's reminding Nick Aldis that he can pick anyone. Wink, anyone on the roster to add to his team.
I did not have this. I'll be honest with you.
As soon as he said that, I was like, that's the funniest thing that he's going to pick.
I didn't. We'll hold
what
it.
What a suspension.
I did not. I was not thinking ahead on that one. So I was a little surprised, but I shouldn't have been.
Paul Heyman's great in this segment because he basically goats Cody Rhodes into putting up his title, calling him soft because there's security there. And Nick Aldis is trying to get rid of Bronson Reed and Paul Heyman.
Do you know what? The only disappointing part there is he didn't spell it S-A-W-F-T soft.
Just like the kids on Halloween?
Well.
Callback.
Well, no, I was going, well, yes. That, but I mean, I was more going for Enzo and Cass.
Yes. Well, I don't think we're allowed to talk about them because one of them's in AEW and the other one doesn't exist anymore. Or at least not in mainstream wrestling.
Yeah, well.
He might, it's funny. Enzo may end up on WWE television before Cass because Enzo works with TNA.
Fair enough.
So that's hilarious. So we're getting a match. Main event tonight because, you know, Nick Aldis can't book a whole show. Greg, why would he do his job?
I wish I could tell you.
What was going to be the main event of this show if this didn't happen?
Well, I have a much better main event that we'll talk about in a second, but this was definitely not it. Let's just say that.
Yeah, the main event was the top of the first hour, not the top of the second hour.
Sure.
Anyways, we're going to get Bronson Reed and Cody later. US Open Challenge, we know who it is. It's going to be Axiom and Nathan Frazier. Sorry, not Nathan Frazier, Dragunov. We saw Axiom come out. You forget how good Axiom is until he's in the ring.
Yeah. Axiom was really good in this.
This match is your go back and watch match.
Definitely.
There was a lot of great mat work. And then this all builds to a couple of big rope moves. One where Axiom jumps up on the ropes and backflips into a DDT while holding Dragunov's arm the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know how he did that.
And then the Spanish fly, and he tries at one point to hit his golden ratio, which is that flying kick he hits, and instead, just out of nowhere, Dragunov hits him with a torpedo Moscow. Like both of them collide in midair, and then we get the H-bomb for the win. There's so many big spots in this. These guys were great. But the one thing I will highlight is I was watching this last night and the commercials weren't cut out. So at one point they're talking about Dragunov's neck tattoo during the commercial. And Corey Graves says, yeah, guys who get neck tattoos are generally pretty tough. And then Michael Cole just casually asks, does that hurt? And he goes, oh yeah, that was a terrible pain.
Very good. Yeah. I also watched it through the commercials and stuff last night, but yeah, no, that's funny.
These guys are great during the commercial. Like they are funny on the commentary during the commercial.
They really are.
So
this was your match of the night here.
And the main event.
No, not what I would have had as the main event.
Would it be the next segment featuring the stuff around John, your favorite performers on the show, Nick Aldis, R-Truth, and Chelsea Green?
No. But
I know what you want as a main event. That. Never mind. Yeah, so
let's talk about that.
R-Truth comes in, and he wants to make sure that his balls are there. And the whole time he's talking about his balls, Nick Aldis is just, like, biting his lip. You can see it, like, almost visibly.
Yeah, that was fun. That was really fun.
And then he said, I've polished my balls up real nice, and he gives them to Nick Aldis. And then Nick Aldis like grabs him really tight and he goes, hey, gentle with my balls.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it gets even better.
Right. Because after that, Chelsea Green comes in and she's in a robe and she's clearly doing her makeup and there's a curler in Alba Fire's hair. Dude, I was dying. Yeah. And she's like, how come I didn't get any pyro when I won the title last week?
Fair point.
And how come I don't have a celebration tonight, Nicholas?
Fair point.
So next week, I want a celebration with Pyro. And then Nick Alden just caves. So she goes away.
I mean, that's not wrong.
And great.
And she gives Nick, she gives Chelsea Archer's balls.
That's right. He gives Chelsea Archer's balls, yeah, and she's holding the balls. And she, what? And then let me guess, that's where your line is, that where the title for the show comes?
No.
Because she wonders whose balls these are.
Which is really, really funny after last week with Chelsea and her antics.
Yeah, and then the song that came out of it from newly signed WWE superstar
Joe Hendry. Yes.
I haven't caught NXT this week. That, if that's not on the show, then they failed. That was too funny.
I don't know if it was on the show or not.
No. Okay, Greg, all I have to say is this whole segment proves one thing to me. We could say they are goddamn national treasures.
Yeah, both.
God bless all three of you. We love you, and we want you there. Oh, boy. Come on. So Ciampa attacked Axiom during the commercial, and Sami Zayn comes out for a promo.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Was this the part of the show that you should have saw as the main event?
Nope.
I knew this was not what your main event was.
This is definitely not main event worthy.
Well, I could see your blood pressure was going up during this segment because you knew what was going to happen. Sami Zayn was coming out and he talked about his coming to SmackDown and winning the U.S. title and making it prestigious and getting to fight John Cena and his whole journey. And he is hurt. He's been hurt for the last few weeks. It's been killing him watching the MFTs do that. No longer. Sami's taking all he can and he can't stand no more.
Brad, I've been hurt having to watch the MFTs for the last 6 months.
MFTs come out and Solo is basically there running down Sami Zayn, and he is not going to attack while Sami's not well. Well, good news for Solo. Sami's cleared, but he didn't come alone because not a dumb babyface.
That's right. That's right.
And the Motor City Machine Guns, Shinsuke Nakamura, and Shinsuke Nakamura's longtime personal best friend, Rey Fénix, is out. And the fight is on. And at one point, Sammy's in the ring with Solo alone, and he's going to hit him with the Huluva kick. And Tala Tonga saves him. The other MFTs come in. They get dropped out of the ring. Rey Fénix hits giant spinning cornhilo or whatever it is. It looked great. It was awesome. And unfortunately, this means we're getting, as Nick Aldis tells us later, when Solo confronts him. I'll just add this in there, Greg. Guess what? Survivor Series match on SmackDown. We get to cover it.
Not on Survivor Series. All right? No. We can't give you Survivor Series match on Survivor Series. This is the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal for WrestleMania weekend on the Friday before.
For freak's sakes, Greg. And worse, you know this is going like 40 minutes.
100%.
It's an elimination style match. It's going to take an hour.
Again, one of those reasons why I really questioned why I watched this show. Brad,
Survivor Series isn't next weekend, is it?
No, it's weekend after.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Not that lucky.
Next week. Well, it's fine. You get to come back for the speed run.
I guess, but I mean, there's a good...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It'll be much of a speed run if we've got to sit through a Survivor Series match that should be on Survivor Series.
Oh, dude, can you imagine? We're both going to cry during that match. And probably. Not because it's going to be bad. It's just, okay, what are the odds? I will call it now. The winner of this match, it's either Sammy by himself, or on the other side, it's Solo and Tala.
Yep.
And I think Solo and Tala are probably going to win this match.
Probably.
And if they lose, it's because the Wyatts get involved.
Another possibility.
The Wyatts will take out Tala, and that'll spin off to be that feud, which I think we should draft that feud to Raw.
Oh, I wonder if they'll do a three-way. Like, remember how they did the NXT Raw SmackDown?
No. Oh, I don't need that. Plus, you have to add another spooky character to the Wyatt Six, and they don't need another character.
Yeah, well.
Dear God, Greg, don't wish that upon us to get, like, three on three. Like, then it's going to be the whole show. One match. Survivor Series match.
Could be. Could be.
That's not funny at all. So Cody's in the back with Jay, and he's getting ready for his match, and Jay says, don't worry, dude. I know how the Vision roll. We got your back. Or I got your back. And then Jimmy walks in and says, we have your back. And then Jimmy just joins the Survivor Series team.
Sure.
Sure, Greg. I mean, it makes sense. Those brothers have been in every Survivor Series match. And although I'm worried, because we are now putting Bronson Reed and Jimmy Uso in a Survivor Series, in a War Games match. And that did not end well last year.
Nope. No, it didn't.
Both those guys were really banged up by the end of that.
Yep.
So yep. I think everyone involved should be no jumping off. If you are a large human being, no jumping off the top of the cage.
That's a fair point.
And Jimmy, tuck your toes.
Stick to landing.
Well, he didn't tuck his toes. Oh, okay. So now I get it, Greg. The main event that you wanted was
the main event that makes sense on this show? Yes.
LA Knight comes out and he doesn't know who his opponent is.
Right. Because he hasn't been in the back all day or anything like that. He hasn't seen.
Well, no. He probably saw him backstage, but he assumed that he had flown in to hang out with his wife. I mean, Matt Cardona was there hanging out with his wife.
Yeah. But yeah, Matt Cardona was there to hang out with his wife.
Right. Matt was there to hang out with his wife, but he didn't expect Zack Ryder to show up.
Woo-hoo.
You know it.
That's where we get today's show name.
Which is?
Woo-woo-woo.
Thank God. I thought we were going to get Matt Cardona, but Zack Ryder is even better because I miss hearing, oh, radio, tell me.
Yeah, but here's what happened.
What?
They Def Rebelled it.
That's okay. I got bad news for you. That song, that's been they've been using that upbeat version since Nira's release.
Yeah. They Def Rebelled his theme.
Oh, they did that before he left, though.
Yeah, I know. But why?
Because then they don't have to pay somebody else the rights. At least they used that song and they didn't redo it. It could be worse. It could have been not Def Rebelled. It could have been whoever's doing the music. Well, that is whatever the other group was before Def Rebelled. If Def Rebelled got his hand on this song, it would have started with him saying, woo, 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 you know it. And then it would have been like the old song start. And then we get something totally different.
Yeah.
And then randomly it would, in the middle of the song, it would be Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo. Zack Ryder. Woo, woo, woo.
Well, you know, the original is Jimmy Johnson.
Well, that's why they're not using it. I have no idea who Jimmy PO'd, but he seems to not. We don't use any of the Jimmy stuff anymore.
Jim Johnson. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know who's doing his new one, but
it's those guys that were doing, like, they did Shinsuke's song. They did, it's that group, CFO. I'm pretty CFO? Sure that's, pretty sure this is the CFO version of his song, which I'll take over a Death Rebel.
It's terrible. It's no. When I heard this, I was like, wait, what? What did you do? Why did you Def Rebel this?
Well, not Matt Cardona. Zack Ryder is there. Does that mean, like, this guy's not Chelsea's husband, right? This is the other guy.
So I loved partway through this match. I don't know if you caught it, but he paid homage to his wife.
Oh, no, I didn't see it. What's the call?
He tried to do the Unpretty Her.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, he started to prep for the Unpretty Her, and I was like, oh, that's such a sweet little, like, it was subtle enough that you may not have missed it because it got countered right away, but I was like, oh, that's kind of nice.
The only problem with this match, and I will say, to the credit of these two guys, these two are big, jacked, 40-year-old dudes, and they bumped around like they were cruiserweights.
They did, but I have one problem. I'll hear yours first.
Well, my only problem was that they look a lot alike.
They do. Yeah. I could see that. The problem I have with this match is that the wrong guy won again.
Oh yeah, this, but you had to know the moment Matt Cardona came out as Zack Ryder. That's why he was Matt Cardona. If he's Matt Cardona, he's winning. Zack Ryder doesn't win anything.
I mean, that's fair, but like, does LA Knight need to go on to face John Cena? No.
No, but he, one of these guys is a signed WWE guy.
The other guy might be a signed WWE guy now.
Oh, I hope. Like, if they were smart, if they were smart, they, you know what they really need? And I will say this. They need a guy in NXT. NXT's main roster, I mean, not that if I'm Zack Ryder, I want to go back to NXT, but if you sign a deal where you can work some indie dates and you can go work NXT most of the time and do TV there and train some guys so that in the long run, he runs a school. Like, wouldn't he, in the long run, maybe his school can be an ID school or whatever they call them now, where he can learn, where he can get a job with WWE for when he's done bumping.
So here's why I'm not as sure that what we're getting here. I don't think he's going to go to NXT, only because he's already been on NXT as Matt Cardona. So him to go to NXT as Zack Ryder doesn't make sense.
No, I don't think he should stay as Zack Ryder. I think he should be the indie god, Matt Cardona.
So I don't know if you've seen yet, but WWE has already released merch for him.
Oh my God. They might just release merch for him just because Zack Ryder.
There are three Zack Ryder shirts right now. There's a, you know it, I know it, they know it, woo woo woo. There's an, are you serious, bro, broski shirt, and broski of the week, you know it.
Oh, well, okay. So those are the old shirts back on the shop. A couple of them look like, I think that broski of the week one might be an old one.
I don't know. I don't remember if this is an
old one or not. You're looking at a guy. I was one of the people that bought the Zack Ryder shirt that got the handwritten letter. That was the coolest part, was when he was doing those and you actually got, like, he wrote my address. That was, I thought that was a nice touch of a guy I want to put over.
Are those the...
So the Seriously Bro, that one's an old one. You know, that Broski of the Week one looks... No, that's new. Like, holy crap.
Like that's new. This one here, I think, is a new one.
Well, the front, the hair is definitely the old logo, but the back is definitely,
yeah,
is new. And yeah, wow. This one's
new, right? So this is all new merch. Like,
something so, smells.
All right. This is kind of the post they put online, is this Are You Serious Bro Zack Ryder returns in the shop. So
okay, so if he's signed, then this doesn't make a lick of sense.
I'm assuming he signed. If they've got merch in the shop for him, new merch, my money is on he's signed, but we do not have, I've not seen anything on confirmation on whether he's been signed or not.
Wow. Anyways, and we got to see all the Zack Ryder moves. I mean, LA Knight was throwing out his big stuff. The there's a couple of highlight moves. The neck breaker, where he slides through on the suplex and hits neck breaker. Great for both guys, because that takes a lot of strength for Zack Ryder to balance LA Knight through the move. And the Broski boot, the Rough Rider. And then when he tried, I love when he tried for the top rope Rough Rider and it got turned into a power bomb. Into the picks him up and BFT for the win.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wish that this would have gone the other way.
Oh, Greg, you're talking to, I own like wigs and shirts and all of the stuff. I am a huge Zack Ryder fan, followed Matt Cardona on the indies. I've bought like PLEs just to see Matt Cardona wrestle. And I'm a big fan. I just feel. Oh man, can you imagine? Maybe that's it. So our post last night was about Chelsea Green and Ethan Page. Maybe we add Matt Cardona to this mix. That would be amazing.
Maybe.
Then you have when Ethan Page comes up to the main roster, he can be in the tag division.
That's a possibility too.
Oh, love it. Book it. Like these three together and then doing internet stuff. Done. I'm done.
Well, I'll be curious to see. I'm sure we'll hear about it in the next little bit on whether or not Cardona is actually signed, but I don't know. If it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. So,
well, and if you want to put some guys together, I'm going to will this into existence. You ready?
Right.
A faction.
Because we completely called Matt Cardona.
Oh yeah. We called it. So let's will this into, so we add Ethan to that mix. There is one more famous WWE superstar that is rumored to be signed that you could add perfectly into this mix and take this faction from being kind of jokey to real serious, real fast. And they could appreciate what was going on.
Possibility.
And then you add someone like Obafemi as your big heater and you're done. There's your faction. And for Obafemi, he's in with Jericho. He's in with Cardona. He's in with Paige. He's in with Chelsea. And those guys can all talk. So he doesn't have to talk. He could just be a monster for a while.
Yeah.
There, that's it. I booked it. That's my dream faction. You have Oba for your mid-card title. Or you can put Oba with Cardona or Paige as your tag team. One of them goes after the mid-card. Have them win all the titles on the brand. Have Chelsea get the main title. Done. Just make it happen, WWE. I want it yesterday. Book it. Okay, and then the Kabuki Warriors and Nia and Lash destroyed the three people who lost Charlotte.
Yeah.
And nobody's wardrobe malfunctions.
Hopefully.
Well, we didn't watch it in close enough detail. I literally skimmed through this, Greg. I was like, I knew as soon as the three of them come on the screen, I was like, damn it, this is gonna end with them getting beat up.
Yeah.
Now, Greg's actual main event. Jade and BFAB.
So at this point, I was looking at my clock and I'm like, all right, there's two things left on the show. Right. And I'm like, this match here, Jade and BFAB has got to be like a 30-second squash.
And it wasn't.
And I think that's the problem that I had with this match.
Yeah, Greg, it wasn't good.
No, it wasn't good. But Jade needed to come out here and this needed to be a 30-second, like, you know, the choke slam and you know, the storm, her finisher, names escape me now, perfect storm or something.
Yeah, Eye of the Storm.
Eye of the Storm, yes, Eye of the Storm, thank you. Like, that's what this should have been.
Yeah, because BFAB got a little bit of offense in before she tried the pump kick and then get thrown around. And the only thing I will give Jade points for is she powerbombed her, then picked her up and smack-talked her and then powerbombed her again. And then when the crowd chanted one more time, she went to the Eye of the Storm and finished it.
Right.
She didn't give them what they wanted, because if she did, then she's a face.
Right.
And then afterwards, poor Meechan gets in her face. It's like, oh, God. Like, the putty patrol of SmackDown.
Right. And you wonder what we're going to get next week, right?
Poor Meechan. Like, what did Meechan ever do to anybody other than be awesome?
So we're going to set up now for the next one for Jade. It's going to be Meechan.
And then probably maybe we'll get Natty over here. Like, let's go through all of the women who never win.
Yeah.
And Natty, not Natalia, Natty. Because if we get Natalia, Natalia wins. Natty doesn't win.
It's not wrong.
Nick's in the back and he's playing with his balls. Greg didn't know what to do with that. Nope. And our matches next week are going to be Carmelo Hayes versus possibly the world champion Bronson Reed and Finn Balor versus Penta in a wait a second. I didn't think Penta was allowed to be on this show.
This is when I was really disappointed because we're not going to get R-Truth.
Oh, you're right.
Or R-Truth to his balls.
Yeah, why can't somebody just... Well, maybe he's the mystery opponent. Actually, you and I both know that's Joe Henry. Sorry.
Yeah.
He signed. It's Joe.
Yeah, it's Joe Henry.
So Carmelo is then talking, and he says 50% of the people overlook him. 50% of the people know what he's about, but if you give him a shot, he don't miss. And then Bronson Reed walks in. And all you can think of is Miz doesn't even need to interfere in this match. Bronson's going to kill this poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor Carmelo Hayes. Like, can't even get out of the bloody first round.
Long other things.
Well, the worst part about this is, and I'm going to say this. Balor does not need to be in this tournament.
No.
You could put Truth in there. Or, you know what would have been great? You put Truth and Carmelo in the same match.
Yeah.
Why is Bronson Reed in this thing too? He's not winning this. He's got him. He's going to War Games.
Wish I could tell you.
Weird. There's some weird decisions with this one.
Yeah, I know. All right.
This match is weird too. Cody versus Bronson with 10 minutes to go.
Yeah.
So Cody gets squashed early on. He then rallies, hitting a giant Cody cutter off the top rope. And really...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Before anything important can happen, down comes the Vision, and down comes Logan Paul and Bron Breakker. Bron Breakker spears Cody, and they're going to destroy him. But uh-oh, here come the Usos, and they're super kicking around, and it looks like they've managed to fight off the Vision. But out of nowhere, Drew McIntyre comes in and attacks. And just when you think somebody's going to get put through the table one way, it is Bron Breakker putting Jimmy Uso through the table with a spear. And Jey Uso gets claymored. And this is just, brass knuckled to the head. And they just beat down the baby faces. Crowd chants for CM Punk. Nick Aldis comes out, loses his mind because he just suspended this guy. But turns out Drew McIntyre is not going anywhere. He's getting in this match because Paul Heyman reminds him, anyone on the roster. So you may not have seen this coming, but boy, does it make sense when Paul Heyman explains it.
100%. 100% it does.
And why wouldn't Drew want to be in this match when he could soften up Cody so that he next time he gets a world title chance, he can win?
Yeah. It totally makes sense.
So that leaves us with two spots left on the War Games team for the men and two spots left on the War Games team for the women.
And we'll just have to wait and see.
Any predictions, Gregory?
I'm scared to make predictions at this point because
you don't want to will something into existence that's terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm thinking AJ Lee for the women and Charlotte will be back on the team.
Fair.
Who's the heel?
That's a good question.
There's got to be a logical one we're missing.
Maybe Jay Cargill.
Yeah, I was scared. I was afraid you were going to say that. And I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, it could be Jade, and that's terrible.
Yep.
I mean, it means that you're not put all the champions in matches, and that way you don't have to, you're kind of skipping title matches for this PLE, but you don't really need them. If you learned anything from Tuesday's Blood and Guts, which I watched part of, but not all of, that was a good show because it was only a couple of matches. You didn't need more than what they had.
No,
and WWE is smart when it comes to the PLEs. Like, there'll probably be four matches on this PLE, but not a Survivor Series match.
Hopefully.
Okay, on the men's side, Greg, our team is now Logan Paul, Drew McIntyre, Bron Breakker, Bronson Reed. On the other side, we have CM Punk, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, and Cody Rhodes.
All right.
So who's our heel? I mean, there's an obvious heel that I'm terrified. I hope it's not him. Because could it be Brock?
Yeah, that's probably makes good sense.
That's who I want.
And then on the face side,
Roman.
Yeah, probably.
So you get Roman or Brock. I'm terrified they're not going to be able to get Brock, and we're going to get someone stupid.
I mean, that's a distinct possibility.
The original rumor was that this is where Austin Theory came in. Can you imagine, Austin? It's like the biggest letdown. It's like, we're going to add Roman Reigns to the good guy's side and the bad guy's side, Austin Theory.
And that would not surprise me in the least bit.
Could be worse. Could be solo.
Could be worse. Could be.
Time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
And this week we have a sponsor for the synopsis. It is the Draw Straw Raw. Randy C and Eric B cover Raw so you don't have to watch it. And somehow this may not be the long, that may not be the longest WWE show that's on weekly. Greg's just no. I can't even hear you talking, Greg. You're just shaking your head with this terrible look on your face, like, dear God, make it stop.
It's very much a, he's already dead.
Gregory is, stop it. He's already dead. Okay, Greg, I know you have not, Greg doesn't even have regular scissors in his hand right now. He went back into his collection. He has the Brutus the Barber Beefcake shears out with the big shears.
No. That's not even good enough. I had to go to Home Depot. I had to get electric ones.
Oh, okay. Quick side quest. I saw somebody is selling for 8,000 euros automated snowblower.
Yeah, I've seen those.
But 8,000 euros?
Yeah.
It's not working here either. Let's be honest.
Yeah. I mean, they've got automated lawnmowers now. So, all right, let's talk about this.
Greg, what do you want to do with the women's not War Games team that broke up at the beginning?
Yeah, I'm cutting this.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-ba. Let's go with... I was debating between like 7 sounds with that one because there are so many mean sounds that fit this terrible, terrible thing.
Okay.
Greg, I know you cut the walk and talks. What about Jimmy Uso and The Miz?
I'm cutting this because the wrong person won. There we go.
Yeah, that was definitely terrible, Greg. I don't even know what to tell you.
I love that you started this with, this is a pretty good episode of SmackDown, and then you let me hear you.
Well, okay, so we do have a really good matchup next.
We do. We're going to keep this. I mean, that might be a little bit too far, but sure.
It was definitely, well, this is the top of the hill, Greg.
It is the top of the hill.
If something would have gone differently with one of the other matches, then that would be the top of the hill.
That's fair.
How about Paul Heyman talking his way into a match?
Sure.
We're going to give Paul Heyman a...
Yeah.
Just a sure.
Yeah, sure. It made sense when you got to the end. So, that's fine.
Oh, I skipped over the Dragunov talking piece, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
well, That was still more of the.
Yeah.
It had its moments. The biggest thing about tonight was Nick Aldis just, I don't know. Did he like smoke up before this taping or something? Like he was giggling.
I don't know. All right.
So on. We've passed the US Open. Now, Greg, we are going into the R-Truth Chelsea Green segment of the night.
Oh, we're keeping that.
He's a goddamn national treasure.
That is.
Okay, Gregory, what do you want to do with Sami Zayn's promo?
Cut.
That is
Sami. Sami and all that could go.
All of it's gone. Yep. I agree. Oh boy, Gregory. Yeah, you're right. You got into me tonight, and now I'm like, this show is not as good as I thought it was at one point. It is something that was I was enjoying, and then now I'm not.
Yeah.
So what about Cody, Jay, all that stuff in the back?
Can cut.
Okay. I'm not even playing a sound. LA Knight and Zack Ryder, the returning Zack Ryder.
This is... I'm going to leave it as a meh only because, again, the wrong person won here.
This is exactly why I say I'm all gas, no brakes with you.
Had to put some Jacob Fatu in there. I miss him.
This needed, number one, this is, you've got a return. This is the main event. And number two, the Zack Ryder should have won this. So, yeah.
Greg
not is. Not as impressed.
Greg is just not having it.
Nope.
All right, Greg, the next one is your favorite wrestler, Jade, versus poor old B-Fab.
Cut.
figured you'd want me to flush her.
Sure.
What? Where are they going with BFAB? Oh, it's not with BFAB, with Jade. Like, if Bianca's finger isn't healed.
Do not care.
And also the flush sound again, because Greg doesn't want any of these matchups on SmackDown next week.
That's very fair.
Including Carmelo Hayes' poor promo, because poor Carmelo Hayes. You know what I skipped over during the whole thing? And also, I'm just going to buzz. I'm going to Family Feud buzz it right now. What's that? Aleister Black's promo.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's the other guy that could be in that War Games match.
Sure. I skipped over it anyway, so.
That's who I thought was coming out in the main event, actually, to help the Vision.
Maybe that's your other heel.
And yeah, because that makes way more sense than Brock wanting to, you know, actually work.
All right. And then last segment.
Oh, gosh. Greg, go ahead. Do the honors.
No, this is going to be a speed.
Oh, you want a Mario this one?
Yeah.
I don't know why that didn't work today. I'm pressing the button.
But the only part of this you actually need is the beatdown afterward and the Drew McIntyre revelation.
Yeah, and the only thing you really need to watch is Zack Ryder. And I mean, that match was good. You can watch the US Open. And then some of the story beats.
Challenge in the Zack Ryder, and that's really about all you need.
Story beats. There's story beats in this episode, but Greg, I thought this was a good SmackDown. And then after watching it and talking to you, it's like, no, this was serviceable. You were 100% right.
Do you know what? That needs to be on a t-shirt. Greg was 100% right.
It was just, meanwhile, this is why you're upset about a 3-hour SmackDown, because this could be a 3-hour SmackDown. So what else would we have added tonight? We would have gotten two tag team matches.
Yeah, probably. All right. We got to go.
All right. Greg has to move on. We've been at this for an hour. So thank you, friends. Thank you for joining us. As far as we know, the Raw Dogs will be back later this week. So you'll get some more Raw talk. And we'll be back next week with a very special episode. So please note that it will be dropping later on Saturday than usual. It will be a longer episode than usual because we'll be watching it. And I'll skip through commercials. There's no way I'm making Maddie sit through the
Well, here's the thing. If you don't start watching it until Saturday, they'll already be cut anyway.
Will it be cut?
Oh, yeah, because I went and I wasn't watching live last night. And once I stopped the show and restarted it, because at one point I literally got Netflix commercials that I shouldn't have. So I backed it, went back in, all the commercials were cut.
Yeah, that's a bonus boo for today, this week. You ready?
It's stupid Netflix and the...
Same thing with me. As soon as I got within 5 minutes of live, I got Netflix commercials. And I'm like, well, why am I watching this live when if I watch it tape delayed?
Yeah, and I'm paying for premium. Yeah.
Anyhow. Greg, I'm paying for premium with a bonus household.
Yeah. So
when I could be cheating and just letting my mother-in-law mooch my Netflix. Yeah. Screw you, Netflix. Do better.
Okay.
Goodbye, friends. Revolutionary podcast in sports entertainment. Father Greg and Brad, the dad bless you all with the lovely tales. A Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.